Mr. President.
Sorry I'm late.
You just missed it, Jack. Neil Armstrong has taken his first step onto the moon.
God damn it. Muldoon as well?
No, he's still in the lunar module.
Neil, are you ready for me to come out?
Roger that, Joe. Just watch out, your PLSS clears the top of the WEM hatch. That's good.
Looking good there, Joe. We have you on the TV camera.
Copy that, Houston. Putting on a show for the folks.
Okay, Joe. You got 3 more runs to go and then a long one.
Joe, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Copy that, Houston.
Can you believe it, Ben? I just took a call for you.
Who the heck would Natalie York? Geology student, friend of Mike Conlick?
Conlick's on the Nerva team out of Jackass Flats.
Maybe Mr. Nuclear Rocket Engines is dating a geology major.
Well, why would she call me?
No. Maybe she's another rock hound after a piece of moon.
Bert Seeger, deductive genius of 1969.
Thank you, Commander Priest.
Houston, this is Tranquility Base.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. We see you on the LEM footpad, Joe.
I, too, had a little something to say as I stepped onto the moon.
Oh, Lord Muldoon, don't shoot your mouth off now.
Joe, a lot of people are here on Earth watching you at this moment.
Just wish I could remember what it was.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Could we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Say again, please, Houston.
Neil and Joe, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston, over.
Hello, Neil and Joe. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. For every American,
how long is Nixon going to ramble? 2.5 hours for a single spacewalk. That's all they have.
Better go through the checklist, see what we can skip.
Well, at this rate, there'll be just time to grab a bag full of rocks and run for it.
Thank you, sir. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here.
And thank you very much, Neil. Now I want to pass you on, briefly, to a special guest I have here with me in the Oval Office.
Guest?
Today.
Is he any idea how much this call is costing?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
My God.
Very fine, sir. Good to hear you, Mr. President.
Nixon hates Kennedy.
I won't take up your...
Nothing's gonna deny JFK his moment of glory, Bert. Not a wheelchair? Certainly not Nixon.
I said to Congress just 8 short years ago that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. Now that we have reached the moon, I would like to set my country a new challenge to continue the building of our great ships and to fly them onwards to Mars.
Mars?
Crazy bastards throwing down the gauntlet right in front of the whole world.
Doesn't mean Nixon will pick it up.
That the Earth itself will be diminished to a point of life.
Bob, how do we shut him up?
Mr. President, you invited him.
You think those bullets in Dallas could have damaged more than his spine?
We'll worry about Carson Mars' idea later. Right now, this will put your approval rating up to 10 points we've been looking for.
Yes, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
October 4th, 1969. In 6 years, 6 probes have been launched at Mars, 2 Soviet, 4 American. Only 3 of these tiny, fragile packages, Mariner 4, Mariner 6, and Mariner 7, have successfully crossed the 40 million miles of emptiness between the worlds.
Clear test area, burn in 5. Whew. Double cheeseburger and fries to the person who returns my H-rack.
Jackass Flats. Why did they have to build this facility so far from civilization?
Because testing nuclear rocket engines on the UCLA campus would offend your hippie pals and their anti-war protest, Natalie.
Mike Conley!
Here he is, the nice guy.
Just go straight up the hill, Ben!
You're test firing now?
We're running a burn on the XE Prime. We can get a clear view from up here. Commander Ben Priest, U.S. Navy, attached to NASA Astronaut Corps. This is Natalie York.
Yes, I remember the geology major. You tried to call me smack bang in the middle of the first moonwalk.
What? Bad timing?
As I was Capcom at that moment, yes. Weren't you watching it on TV with the rest of the world?
Yeah, I'll watch moon landings the day they send geologists up there, not test pilots. But I could have timed it better. Sorry.
It's okay. Everybody wants a piece of moon rock.
Yeah, except Natalie. She's a Mars nut.
Conlick!
Ow.
Commander Priest? I called you because Mike said there might be a contact in NASA who could get me some good quality photos from Mariner 6 to illustrate my thesis on Martian geology. But I could have timed it better.
Burn in 2, clear the test area.